Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. This afternoon, we bring to you an update from Gaza. And while Israel continues its aggression on Sheikh Jarrah as well as East Jerusalem, at the same time, there's also been attacks on the Gaza Strip. Now, to chat to us this afternoon, we're joined by journalist based in Gaza, Akram Al-Sattari. Akram, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me in this program to cover the news about the situation in Gaza and Palestine.
Yes, can you begin by taking us through what has transpired in Gaza thus far in terms of the Israeli aggression yesterday? What did they do to Gaza, and what is the motive?
In the very last moment, the Israeli occupation targeted around 3 houses and killed around 5 Palestinians, three of whom are a mother and her child and another child, and they vowed to continue targeting the places in Gaza. The whole thing started when the Palestinian resistance in Gaza said they'll not stand still watching the Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa being desecrated and watching the people of Jerusalem and of Al-Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood that is in within the vicinity of Jerusalem being also confiscated. And they gave the Israeli occupation an ultimatum of around 2 hours to stop their treatment of the Palestinians in Al-Sheikh Jarrah and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, the way they were treating them. And Israeli occupation didn't respond. And then the whole thing started after 3 weeks of tension, after 3 weeks of Israeli raids at Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and after a bloody day where around 300 Palestinians were injured, 60 of them were injured in their eyes and in their heads and their necks and their bellies, and were treated at the hospitals, and while breaking in that day the ancient windows of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and attacking not only Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa but also Al-Musalla Al-Qibli and Al-Musalla Al-Marawani and all the different places and yards in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. So the Palestinian resistance responded with around 60 rockets. And then Israeli occupation started targeting different places and different people. In the very beginning of those attacks, they targeted and killed 10 people. There is a very shocking video showing that the people who were killed by that aerial attack were a mother and her child, a father and his two children, three children who were on the way, and one mother who was going with her child to get them the Eid clothes. So the massacre was something horrific and shocking, and it showed that the Israeli occupation was keen about inflicting pain rather than bringing an end to the pain that has been caused to the Palestinians. And ever since, they started targeting different places, causing around 32 deaths among the Palestinians till now and injuring more than 270.
Yes, while we view the, you know, the activity out on the street via your camera, we see kids that have just ridden past on their bicycles. Is that an indication that even though there may be an imminent attack from Israel, which may target any part of Gaza, the people of Gaza have learned to cope somewhat and carry on with normal life?
That is the indication of the resilience the people of Gaza have. I can assure you, just a minute before you phoned me, the explosions were ripping the silence of this place. And Israeli occupation was intensively targeting different places, not only in this place, but also in all different places. So the resilience is there, and people understand that they are paying the price of being Palestinians and being Muslims and Arabs. And they understand they are paying the price because the Palestinian resistance stood up for the Israeli occupation, for what has been doing, for what the occupation has been doing for the people in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and they understand and they are willing to take the extra mile and make the needed sacrifice for the sake of dignifying and glorifying Al-Quds, Jerusalem, and the people who are there facing the occupation with their bare chests.
Yes, so what can we expect next? Is there any indication from the Palestinian resistance? Will they continue firing rockets? And you know, in terms of this afternoon, what is the current situation like?
I think the Palestinian resistance is now firing rockets toward Palestine occupied 48. And I think they'll continue doing that. In the last hour, they fired around 137 rockets. And in the last few minutes, they fired around 73 rockets. So that means they are intensifying the targeting, and that means they are trying to use as much firepower as they can. And also, there is a very important significance as to the way the Palestinian resistance is dealing with the Israeli occupation. Israeli occupation media outlets and confirmed in the last 30 minutes that a Palestinian unmanned drone dropped an explosive device on a group of soldiers by the area surrounding Gaza Strip, and that some soldiers were injured. So the Palestinian resistance is not only using the rockets, but is also using some other warfare means to make sure they can put up a fight that would dignify the people of Jerusalem and the people under the siege in the Gaza Strip. That's their logic, and I'm quoting them. And that's what the also political commentators are saying about the situation.
Yes, so we appreciate you sharing the update with us, Brother Akram. Our du'as, our prayers are with the people of Gaza and Palestine. Allah Rabbul Izzah make it easy for them and grant them a victory over their enemy. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma ameen wa barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum.